All right, moving on to the next thing. What I want to tell you is profound, and maybe you know, and maybe you don't. What I want to tell you is that Australia is on fire. It's devastating. It's awful. I live with an Australian, and I've watched her weep. She is a 15-year ranger, long before she became esoteric. She worked in these fields. She'll tell you a little more about it, because I want her to come up and lead a meditation. This is Australia. It's a map today. One of the biggest fears 2 days ago is that some of these fires, over 100, would get together as a superfire. I hadn't even heard the word superfire. Either today or yesterday, it's hard to tell with the news because Australia is always one day ahead. Either today or yesterday, three of them did get together and produced a firestorm the size of New York City. This is what we're facing. It all comes down to climate change and all. But I want Monica to tell you something here as an Australian of what she would like from us today. Monica.
Thank you, Lee, for allowing me to connect with my homeland. I grew up in Canberra, Australia. It's right in the middle of where fires are happening all around it. When we see a map of Australia with all hundreds of fires burning, still not contained, it creates a visceral reaction. I have physical memories. I was a firefighter with the national parks. I've had people that I know where their houses have burned. It's a state of what happens when you're an Australian. But this is a defining moment for my country that has never seen something at this scale. It's unprecedented. And right now, there are so many who are in fear, anxiety, and worry. So I asked, what can I do watching all of this through social media and connecting from my family and hearing from them what they're doing? What can I do? And the answer is very simple. It is to connect in to my own heart energy, to create coherence within myself, and to send benevolence to every single person right now in Australia that is being affected. And I ask all of you to join me in doing that. And so before we do that, we want to take some deep cleansing breaths. I ask you to take three deep breaths. We're going to inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, and we're going to visualize this as deep, nourishing breaths, clean, no smoke, because a lot of them have so much smoke around them at the moment. We want to visualize everybody receiving nourishing oxygen. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And take one last nourishing breath through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. And I ask you to place a hand on your heart center. And I ask that you maintain this deep breathing, where you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth at exactly the same time. If it's five counts in, allow it to be five counts out. And connect in with your heart center. Allow yourself to connect with the energy of the earth. breathe deeply into her. Feel the depth of the love this planet has for us and the peace that the planet has deep within. Allow that peace to permeate through every cell of your body. Feel a total and complete sense of peace, free of any anxiety, free of worry, because there's a deep trust that all is well. And as you allow that peace to manifest within yourself, allow yourself to send a wave of this peace and benevolence to all those who are in fear and anxiety and worry. Just let them feel the wave of peace. And every time you may listen to this meditation, those same individuals will still be benefiting from the wave of peace you send, even into the future when we know these fires will be extinguished. There are still many things that has to be done to rebuild a community. So we will continue to send that feeling of peace and benevolence. And there are many children who are being born right now into this environment. And they too are benefiting from your sending peace and benevolence. Can you visualize all of those beings in a future yet to come, a future potential where they once again are free of any anxiety, free of worry? They have peace within their heart, and now they're able to smile and look at one another and once again be happy. And now I ask for one last visualization. In the middle of Australia, there is a beautiful portal by the name of Uluru. Uluru has such deep wisdom. The ancestors reside and live in this place. So I want you to visualize the wisdom and guidance and love and benevolence of the ancestors within Uluru flowing out in a circle, sending a wave of love and compassion, moving through every area, every land, every piece of the ancient soil that is there. And one by one, every single one of these fires will be extinguished. But the light that burns brightly within every soul sitting here and doing this meditation is deeply connected with every light that is on that continent. And just allow that wave to continue. And I will ask you to take another 3 deep breaths before coming back into the room.
And as you bring your awareness back into this room and this time, bring with you that feeling of peace and benevolence, that deep inner body sensation, that peace can and will arise from deep within you. peace does arise from deep within me. Let that be something that you say to yourself again. Peace arises from within me. Benevolence arises from within me. And from that place of peace and benevolence, anything is possible. We create from that place of peace and benevolence. We send and receive healing, blessings, energy from that place of peace and benevolence. We honor the courage of the citizens, the people, the firefighters of Australia from this deep place in our hearts of peace and benevolence. We honor beautiful Gaia as she cleanses a part of our planet. We honor her with peace and benevolence. And we take that peace deep within us and hold that space as we receive the message of love and wisdom from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want this to be part two of the message we started this morning about free choice and duality. And in the session this morning, we redefined duality. Instead of a struggle that so many people believe, it's a choice. And I made a statement that duality is one of the most beautiful divine things you have. Free choice to make decisions, to change your life, to change your planet, all these things. It is not something that was given as you have been told, so that you would be then judged. And we described the whole concept of God with a stick. And we said that this was a human concept, not a divine one. Free choice is the key. However, it's changing. And what is changing, dear ones, is obvious even in your culture today since 2012. And before I can really enhance this message to say what it is that's changing, let me give yet another time the example. If you give children the choice between a salad and a chocolate bar, they'll go for the chocolate bar. And part of that is the immaturity of not knowing better, of not having any experience with eating chocolate for a month, or any of the things nutritionally that you know. Now, that is a repeat because I want to plug it in here for those who have not heard it. So free choice is often tempered by what you know. It's often tempered by the experience that you've had. And that is why, dear ones, old souls are so important today. The cycle that you will claim as your soul cycle, and others will call reincarnation, is critical to what happens on this planet. Where as you continue, the old soul starts to have an Akash which begins to awaken when the time is right. And the awakening of the Akash is to an influential feeling, an intuitive feeling of what works and what does not. Now there's more. And here is where it goes to a place you didn't expect. And for those in the room who have just heard the teacher, Greg, it will fit very well to his scientific message about this entire planet and the question, is it a plan? Dear Cryon, are humans controlled? That's a good question. The answer is no. This plan that exists right here on this planet, right this moment, was created by you. Every single one of you has that soul that we've spoken of that is outside that reality, beyond the veil. It's you in a different place. And that you in a different place is who we're talking about, who has created this plan that exists on this planet. Cryon, he didn't answer the question, are we controlled? The answer again is no, but I will tell you that there are things that would seem like it. So I'll make the statement right now, and we've said it before. The Earth is delivered energies that it deserves. Now that may be something you think is controlled. Who is doing the delivery? You are. So let's examine that for just a moment. You're at the end of a cycle. The indigenous told you what it was. We have described it over and over. And you begin a time where things seem to be changing. And we're not simply talking about the weather. We're talking about consciousness. Here's the statement that I will make. Things that you need for the next step in the next cycle are delivered by the level of consciousness on the Earth. In a low consciousness planet, you will not find much change, especially that in consciousness. And that's what you've seen for hundreds of years. You continue to do dysfunctional things, war. It seems like you haven't learned much. That's a low consciousness attribute. But we told you that the end of a cycle allows for change. A long time ago, the indigenous described what the change might be. And in the cycles where they would track the consciousness of the planet's potential, there was the statement, even from those, some of whom are alive today, who said that if you make it past the cycle of 2012, the potential is for one of the highest consciousnesses of humanity that the Earth has ever seen. Welcome to a new cycle. I want to show you something. It's not proof. It's a coinkydinky. Did you notice that all of the major inventions on this planet seem to happen at the same time globally? Did you know that the Wright brothers only beat the French by a couple of weeks? They were working on the same thing, powered flight. All of these things that you have in medicine, in electricity, were all being developed simultaneously as though something had come to the Earth and said, here's something new for all of you. Go research that. Don't you find that a little coincidental, that the planet seems to be given these things all at once? There's something new. We have talked about this for the last 10 years. I'm going to reiterate a question
that I gave last month. One of the ending channels. This one was in Newport in California. And I said, isn't it interesting that you've known about magnets for decades, perhaps for hundreds of years, and you've seen that the power of a magnet lasts seemingly forever, and it does. And even the study of magnetics is a mystery. But what you did know is that there is a push-pull available from every set of magnets. Some of them so strong that if you don't get your finger out of the way, you can be injured. That's power. But when it came to you developing motors, you decided to go to the internal combustion engine instead of magnets. Magnets could have been used easily for those pistons. Push and pull, no fuel needed. Why is it that you didn't go there, you didn't think about it? The best minds involved on this planet developing the engines of the cars that you drive didn't go there. 10 years ago, we told you a new power is coming. It has to come. It will be magnetic. It must come because of the climate change, and we told you that. And we told you why. We told you the demise of the grid, of the infrastructure of a grid. It's going to fail. And it will fail because of the climate change. And there has to be new technology. And we have said this over and over. I will tell you, 2020 is the year. It's here. And some of you will start seeing this in this year or the next years. And it will finally come of age, magnetic engines, magnetic power sources, things that are independent on buildings and homes and clinics that have nothing to do with the power grid. This is here. And when you look at the science of it and you start to examine the nuts and bolts of how it's done, you're going to say, what took us so long? It's obvious. All given at the same time, right now. Desalinization of water is coming in a very elegant way, very scientific way, and when it arrives, desalinization in real time without heat. When it arrives, and it will soon, you're going to look at it and you're going to say, what took so long? Why am I giving you all of this information when we're talking about free choice? Because with your free choice comes something else. This cycle, it ended. And the one that you're in now that begins comes with new energies. Things being delivered to this planet because consciousness is starting to increase. You may take a look at your news and you will say, doesn't look like it got any better to me. And I will tell you this, you're looking at a few. You're not looking at humanity. You're looking at old paradigms that stick. You're looking at a philosophy that said that what happened yesterday will repeat tomorrow. And that is not so. Not anymore. Not anymore. So let's go back to the salad and the chocolate. What if you're presented with free choice options and they're not as obvious as salad and chocolate? What if they look the same? In an old energy, dear ones, the potentials were 50% you'd get it right. Not anymore. And I'll tell you why. Because now the salad's going to talk to you. And the chocolate's going to talk to you. Because now those choices will come with something you didn't expect. Intuition. This is a raise of consciousness, now listen, that's going to make the decisions of humanity a lot better. Because now you're going to see in advance, intuitively, the result of a poor choice. Did you hear that? That is coming, and mainly to old souls. Now, what I've said before and what you should know is some of the major old souls, including some inventors, are returning now in very young bodies. Don't make up your mind when you see somebody under 20 that they don't know what they're talking about. One of them may have the Akash of a man named Tesla. Others may have the Akash of a man named Einstein. Or perhaps not the Akash, but at least that which we will call a soul exchange. Very difficult to explain. But we have said before to you many times that the soul itself is not singular. It's multidimensional, many places, all at the same time. Just like the spirit you call the creative source, just like God. How can God listen to a billion prayers all at once and you think nothing of it? That is multidimensionality. What if I told you your soul was the same? There are things that you are only now starting to come online with that are possibilities and perceptions. What if this planet started to have a new kind of duality? Instead of it having that old paradigm of a struggle between light and dark, it now is obvious. Not only is it a free choice between two energies, it comes with explanation. If you're intuitive, you'll get it. If you're not, it's back to 50%. This new consciousness in this new cycle is offering up something. And those free choices with those kinds of intuition, they create integrity. You want to see the result of this already in a society that you live in? It has nothing to do with metaphysics or old souls as you know them, or people who would come to a meeting like this. It's right in front of you. Duality, the year of duality, the year of change, when the white gets whiter and the black gets blacker. And dear ones, humans in general are going to start having a better intuition of what is correct and not correct. Correct and not correct for your culture, for your earth, for your time. Not for some rules given to you in a book. But what makes spiritual sense, integrity, compassion, and you're already starting to see it. I could start listing, as I have again, the things that you've seen that people would said you would never see, ever. How long have certain spiritual leaders been abusing young children? 3 years, 4 years, 5, 20, 30, 100? Longer. And how could such an abomination take place for so long? And the answer is because there was never a consciousness that would call it what it was and correct it. They were either too powerful, there was too much money, or too dangerous. And suddenly it all collapsed. And now it is the subject of the organization. Can you control it? Can you deal with it? What's going to happen next? Did you know that in one country alone, over 30 bishops were asked to resign over this issue by the current pope? And they did. We told you when Pope Francis appeared that he'd be different. We also told you that he is the reincarnate of Francis of Assisi. Years ago, we told you that the Pope would not survive as a Pope, and he didn't, and everyone expected him to die. And instead, you got a wild card, a new Pope with a new consciousness, with the other one not dying. Dear ones, I want you to think about this. This happened at the end of the cycle.
The new cycle demanded that, because you couldn't have that situation exist. You couldn't have it continue. You couldn't sustain something like that. And today, it's all being looked at. How many women in this assembly or listening to this expected there would be a day when there would be an accountability from the past of those who abused them? Abused them in so many ways in the workplace and at home, that there'd be a day of reckoning, even for the powerful, that you can't do that anymore. This is not a women's issue. It's a human integrity issue, and you have it beginning. This planet is being delivered something new, something you've never seen before, brand new. Old soul, it affects you. Because now the responsibility is there when I'm telling you the salad's going to talk to you, and so is the chocolate. And it's going to remind you of what might happen, and that's all intuitive. We said this morning there'd come a day where politics would change and you'd know who was telling you the truth or who was faking or who would say one thing and do another. In other words, you could see through them. It's coming. I've told you before, there's going to be another system of democracy that's going to work better than yours. We told you it may not happen here first. Now, Americans don't like to hear that. But I think all Americans would tell you right now that they would agree. It's broken. There's a fight going on with your leaders who should be together right now, deciding the most integrity path of this country, and instead they're at war with each other. What could possibly change that? And I will tell you again, it won't happen here because it's too difficult to make changes. But in a society, in a culture that's going to start over, and there will be one, and we've told you even where, that can say, what can we do as a government that will take the best of the best from everybody and change it to be even better? And what they will do is this. They will have your government, but the president will not be a president that will be part of either party. They will elect a negotiator, a centrist, who sees good things on both sides and is able to pull them together instead of the system you now have, which is winner-take-all for 4 years. That's out of the box, isn't it? And yet it makes sense to a lot of old souls sitting here listening to this. It's coming. Maybe not here first, but it's coming. And how would these things take place in a world like you live in? And so many would ask that with so much negativity, with so much control. And that is where it gets good, dear ones, because I'm telling you that all of the corruption, all of the horror that has been laying under the hood for so long is going to pop its ugly head up and say, we're here. And whereas before, they always had a hiding place in power and money and influence, it won't make a difference because humanity won't allow it. We've told you of two or three very large things to expect. This is 2020. It's the first channeling series of the year, and so I'll state it again. There's going to be a change in the pharmaceutical industry. It may come as a movie, it may not, but definitely will involve whistleblowers who will start telling the public something that they suspected but didn't know, not really. That there are large conglomerates of inappropriate energy keeping people sick for money, keeping people sick and letting them die for money. And names will be named, and it will be a revolution in medicine. Sexual slavery is on this planet and has been for a very long time. Dear ones, it goes back to the Greeks.
It's been here for a very long time, and the privileged and the powerful and those with the money, they all funded it. It was their playground, and it still is. Not for long. There will be those who will see it when it's revealed and say, again, this entire world is doomed. Look at how dirty everything is. Look at what's going on, not understanding. It was always there. And now it's simply exposed so that you, old soul, can clean it up. This is what happens between old and new consciousness. We also gave you the information that there is a potential with a higher consciousness of integrating old and new so that you don't have a situation where old energy has to fail and you have to go to zero and start over. That's an old paradigm, dear ones. That's black or white. What if I told you that there are systems and people who are going to help integrate the old and the new? So it might be difficult for a while, but it doesn't mean everything is going to fail in your country and start over. Integration is a word that is mature. Failure is not. You're maturing as human beings, and things are starting to be delivered to you by your own plan from the other side of the veil that you've needed for a long time. Stand by for multidimensionality. It's coming. Understanding it, seeing it, measuring it, and using it for humanity in ways you never thought possible that allow you to have plenty of food, to be warm when you need to be warm and cool when you need to be cool, without sacrificing any part of Gaia or the life forms thereof. It's all coming. I close with this. Everything I've said right now from this chair is not absolute. That's why you live today. That's why you're listening to this message, old soul. You've got work to do. And you might say, well, what is it that we need to do? There are new experiments. There's new things coming in something called the field, in coherence, in an understanding of the energy of consciousness you never had before. Pay attention to those things, because the old souls will have the ability to truly manipulate their consciousness to things that make a difference, especially collectively. Does thought have an effect on the planet? In an older time, there would be those who would laugh in your face. Oh, you're going to think somebody into health. Oh, you're going to think that's a situation you're going to help them with your mind, aren't you? And they'd laugh at you, pat you on the back, and send you away. And now the experiments are showing that consciousness is energy. It's a player of physics on the planet. I'll tell you what the field is, and this will only make sense to a few of you who have been here today. And it's controversial, but I'll say it. The field is the Torah code manifest. All the potentials of the planet are in the field. And that is available to a high consciousness human being. You don't have to go study it. You don't have to know the numbers. You don't have to know the gematria of it. It's available today. That is what the field is. All the potentials that exist, past, future, right now. And that's what you tap into with your intuition to help you navigate the energy of this planet in a way you never did before. That's what the old soul can do. Benevolence, integrity, those words are going to start to be the ones you look for in corporate, in politics. All of the things that were never there are going to start to be what I will call the gold standard. It's going to happen also in your belief systems. It will start cleaning themselves up to become more pure in that which they've always known is the love of God. they've always known. Welcome to a new earth, dear ones. As I speak to you on this day, and you look at the news and you say, well, I'm not really sure. Things are bigger than the news, dear ones. And what happens next and the consciousness that is involved and how you handle it is what we're talking about. Free choice with information from the salad and the chocolate. And so it is.